listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by lifeteen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Well, we're back. We are back to ordinary time. But as we all know, there's nothing ordinary about it. This week, we're taking a look at the 11th Sunday in ordinary time. So grab your Bible, grab something to write on and with. The first reading comes from 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verses 7 through 10, and then verse 13. Our psalm comes from Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2, and then verses 5, 7, and 11. 7 and 11. Our second reading from Galatians, chapter 2, verses 16 through 19, and then verse 21. And our gospel from St. Luke, chapter 7, verses 36 through chapter 8, verse 3. I received a fairly angry phone call from a parent a couple weeks back. Apparently, the parent, who will remain nameless, who might even be listening to this podcast, that makes this ironic, was pretty upset with me because of some advice and some counsel that I had given her daughter. You see, this particular parent had supplied alcohol at a graduation party for a bunch of teenagers and felt that it was completely appropriate for her to break the law and to provide alcohol to underage kids who were in high school since they were at her house. When asked by her own daughter if this was right or wrong, I replied, it's wrong and it's irresponsible, and not to throw your mom under the bus, but it's very dangerous and illegal as well. Why do I share this whole story? Well, because I didn't really appreciate her calling me what you called me on the phone call. But also, in the midst of the phone call, she said something to me that I always love to hear. It was this phrase, who do you think you are? Now, in my life, whenever anyone said, who do you think you are to me, it's usually because I have shared truth, and the person responding to me did not like that truth. So it was easier to claim that I was being judgmental or self-righteous or whatever, too conservative, rather than it was to look at the truth. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect. God knows I'm not. You can email my wife. She'll give you a long list. Prove I'm not. And none of us are perfect outside of Jesus, okay? But we all have to be open to being called out. That's part of the Christian walk. When other people call us out, when we make bad decisions, we're short-sighted, nobody's above it. Now, how we receive that says a lot about who we are. Now, maybe you've been called out before, and maybe you've been the person that's called somebody else out. Maybe you said to somebody, hey, who do you think you are? Or someone else has said it to you. How we go about it, how we receive it, says a lot about our Christianity. In this first reading, Nathan is going to go to David. Now, you have to remember, David is the most powerful guy around. He's the king. And David's committed a sin. You see, David wanted Bathsheba, so he took Bathsheba, and then he had Bathsheba's husband killed, basically. And now Nathan is going to David, a very powerful man, and he's going to call him out of his sin. And Nathan says to David, thus says the Lord, I anointed you king. I rescued you from Saul. I gave you the Lord's house, the Lord's wives. I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And as if that weren't enough, I could count up even more things I've done. So why have you spurned the Lord and done evil in his sight? You cut down Uriah the Hittite with a sword. You took his wife as your own. And he basically stands up, gets right in David's face, and calls him out about his sin. Now, David easily could have waved a finger and had Nathan killed. But because David's heart was right, because he had a posture of humility in his heart, he immediately repented. And he said, I have sinned against the Lord. And because of his repentance, the Lord forgives his sin, as great as it was. David was called out of his sin. And he responded. David could have looked at Nathan and said, who do you think you are? I'm the king. But he didn't. He just said, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. I've sinned. And likewise, in this gospel, you're going to hear a Pharisee invites Jesus over to his house to eat. And in the middle of this meal, a woman comes in. Now, the woman has a sinful reputation. It doesn't say that she's still in sin necessarily. It says she has a sinful reputation. And she comes into the house and she smashes a jar and she starts bathing Jesus' feet with her tears and putting ointment all over his feet and she's kissing his feet. And the Pharisees are saying, look, this guy can't be a prophet. If he knew what kind of a woman this was, he wouldn't even let her touch him because that would break the law. That would be scandalous, according to Leviticus. And Jesus looks at him and basically says, do you see the way that she's treating me? This is true love. This is a self-awareness. This is authenticity. He could have looked at the Pharisee and said, who do you think you are? But the Pharisee instead was saying, do you know who this woman is? Who does she think she is? And Jesus turns the table on him. And very, very quickly, again, through the posture of her humility and her worship and her love, he honors her and simultaneously points out to them, look, you are not that holy. You are not perfect. Okay. And what she's doing is beautiful and right. And once again, St. Luke lifts up women and the dignity of women in this story. Because as the story closes, you're told again, now as the 12 go off, here's Mary and Joanna and Susanna and all these women that are accompanying them on their journey. And you see, Jewish custom discouraged men from dealing with women socially in public like this, which we hear about later in the gospel. And again, Luke is lifting up women, the dignity of women. And he's saying, look, who do you think you are to be so pompous towards other people, towards other sinners? Because we're all sinners, and Christ is perfect. And as long as we are willing to be humble and admit that we make mistakes, okay, Christ's glory is going to shine through. And that's one of the points that St. Paul is trying to make in the second reading when he's writing to the people in Galatia. He's like, look, this isn't just about the law and if the person is justified by the law, by all the things that they do. It's about the posture of your heart. It's not about what you do that makes you this way or that way. And he says, look, it's not just about living under the law. I don't just live under the law. I live for Christ. It's not anymore about me. It's about Christ in me. You see, you can justify your sin 100 different ways. That mom who was angry with me, she had a bunch of reasons, good reasons, that she had done what she had done, supplying all this alcohol to all these underage teenagers. And she wanted to justify it. All these reasons. And you see, that's our human nature. We want to justify our sin. We don't want people to think bad about us, talk bad about us, look down on us. So we justify our sins. But if we have a spirit of humility and a posture of humility, like that woman who went in and bathed his feet. You see, she didn't bathe his feet. Her bathing his feet with his tears and with the ointment, that wasn't the cause of her forgiveness. It was the effect of her forgiveness. He had already forgiven her. And she was so overwhelmed by that love that she bathes his feet. And that humility and that gratitude to who God is and us recognizing that God is within us, that humility is huge. So rather this week or any week than us looking at all of our sins and saying, look, I'm not as bad as that person, the same way the Pharisee said, I'm not as bad as her, rather than saying we are better than other people or I'm not as bad as that person, we need to just look at ourselves and have a humble posture. Who do you think you are? I'm a sinner, and he's my Savior, and Christ is in me. And as long as I remember that, and I lean on truth and stand on truth, all will be right. But the minute I try and justify my own sins, I'm no better than the Pharisees. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.